We thank the Lord.
我们每一个月的第一个主日，我们是全教会的聚会。
Every first Sunday of the month, we gather together as a church.
我们有圣餐礼拜。
And we have a Holy Communion.
那因为我比较少机会跟英文部的弟兄姊妹们在一起。
Because Pastor has less opportunity to spend time with the English congregation.
所以我就尾声每一个月的第一个礼拜天讲道的时候用英文讲道。
So Pastor commits himself to speak his sermon in English every combined service.
我也希望英文部弟兄姊妹了解我的心意。
And Pastor hopes that English congregation will understand and appreciate. 但是你
们也知道我是从海外移民来的。
But you know that Pastor is from overseas.
I'm an immigrant. 所以啊，
是一个移民。
对，所以我的语文上也有限。
So my English is limited.
所以你要多为我祷告。
Please pray for me.
因为我是一个很有热情的人。
Because I am a man with passion.
就是像上次 Mindy 姊妹讲，我是一个有热情的领袖。
Like last time, Sister Mindy said, I am a leader with passion.
但是有时候因为语文的关系，那个热情出不来呀。
But because of the limited English, the passion sometimes may not come out.
所以唯一让我热情能出来，就是你们要很热情地看我。
So in order for my passion to come out, you have to look at me passionately.
我爸爸教我了。
My father taught me.
我爸爸是一个很有名的牧师。
My father is a very famous pastor.
我不是在吹牛。
I'm not bragging.
在台湾他非常有名。
In Taiwan, he was very famous, well known.
那是过去了啊。
In the past.
他说儿啊。
He said, my son.
你要听到一个好的道吗？
You want to listen to a good sermon?
他说有一个办法。
He said, there's one way.
就当那个人在讲道的时候。
He said, when that person is speaking the sermon,
你就看着那个人。
You look at that person.
面带微笑。
Smile.
然后不断地点头。
And nod your head.
他就会很兴奋。
And he will be very excited.
他就越讲越好。
And he will speak better and better.
那个恩膏就越来越强。
The anointing would be stronger and stronger.
我爸爸是很有经验。
My dad was very experienced.
所以你们今天要让我感情出来的话。
So in order for my passion to come out today.
不能一直低头在那边这样子。
Don't bob your head low.
你要看着我。
You have to look at me.
就像 Ricky 一样，那个标准微笑。
Like Ricky, the standard smile there.
他看着我。
He's looking at me.
然后点头。
And he nods.
感谢赞美主。
We praise and thank the Lord.
我故意讲讲这个哈。
I want to elaborate on this.
是破冰啊。
It's icebreaker.
很多人一听到哦要讲到了哇、哦、讲到。
A lot of people when they hear about sermon, oh.
其实我们就是让神的话来帮助我们每一个人。
In fact, we just allow God's word to help us.
是不是啊?
Is that right?
因为神的话能帮助我们。
Because God's word can help us.
可以打开我们看到我们的自己的样子。
And open our eyes to see ourselves.
也让我们看到神是怎么样子。
And open our eyes to see God.
所以听到是一件很好的事情。
So listening to sermon is a very good thing.
所以你们都要看着我了。
So all of you look at me.
都要面带微笑了。
Smile.
每过一阵子就点点头。
And nod your head.
没有关系，你不这样做也没关系。
If you don't want to do that, that's okay.
Yeah, 就是跟你提一提。
Just to mention this.
我下面要用英文讲了。
Next pastor will preach in English.
Yeah. I think we are in the series to learn and about the Sermon on the Mount.
我们继续学习登山宝训的系列。
It's in the book of Gospel of Matthew.
是在马太福音里面。
Sermon on the Mount, Jesus teaching about the core value of the kingdom culture.
登山宝训是耶稣教导我们关于天国文化。
He instruct us how it operate in the kingdom of God.
是教导我们如何在神的国度里面运行。
As we learn, as we listen.
所以当我们学习，我们听的时候。
We realize, those Jesus requirement are something we cannot do it. We can't.
我们会发现登山宝训其实耶稣的标准是非常高每个人没有一个人可以达到
He always say it will say this but I tell you
他每次都说一个事情然后他说但我告诉你
It will say it's a worldly standard
他都会说世界上的标准。
And then Jesus said, but it is the kingdom standard.
然后耶稣就继续说，但是，然后他就会讲天国文化的标准。
But when we read the kingdom standard,
但是当我们看到天国文化的标准的时候,
we feel we cannot do it.
我们就觉得我们是没有可能达到的。
Sometimes very frustrating.
有时候非常的沮丧。
Like it say, you need to love your enemy.
就好像耶稣跟我们说，我们要爱我们的敌人。
And bless them.
要为他们祝福。
Don't curse them.
不要诅咒他们。
How can we love our enemy?
如果他是我们的敌人的话，我们怎么爱他呢？
Right, because they are our enemies. That's why we don't love them.
他在为我翻译。
It's very challenging.
是非常有挑战性的。
So I want to ask you.
所以我想要问你,
why did Jesus want us to do that?
为什么耶稣想要我们这么做呢?
Since we cannot do it anyway.
如果我们本来都不可以这样做的话,
right?
我们不可以达到这个标准。
Sometimes you read a sermon on the mount, feel very guilty.
有时候我们读登山宝训觉得非常的内疚。
So, can you help me? Why did Jesus want to teach us this?
你可不可以告诉我,
we cannot do it anyway.
为什么耶稣还要教导我们做一些我们不可能做的事情呢?
Scott, what's your answer?
Scott, 你觉得?
You're the usher, so I call you. Okay.
Scott 说，因为我们 是不圣洁的。
I think we all feel that when we read that, we say, oh, we violate. But I think in certain way, yes. But I think God knows we are unholy. He doesn't need to expose us, right? Say, I want you to do this, and then now you see. So he must have profound reason why he wants us to teach about Sermon on the Mount, that those standards we can really cannot do it.
其实神都知道我们是不圣洁的，那为什么他还要再讲这个事情呢？
You say, Pastor Joseph, that's why we are here. We want to learn.
你说,
yeah, she listened to the message last Sunday. Because God loves you and me.
因为神爱你与我。
He wants us really free.
他真的想要我们得自由。
Right?
对不对?
Free from any entanglement.
从任何的捆绑中得自由。
I think today,
我想今天,
we're going to cover the Matthew chapter 6, verse 12 and the 14 to 15.
我们今天会学习马太福音第六章第12到14节。
Verse 12, 14 to 15, yeah.
第14到15节。
Yeah, it talk about the relationship.
是讲到关于 人际关系。
It talk about how we deal with the injured relationship.
讲到我们应该要怎么处理被受伤的关系。
In the Sermon on the Mount, chapter 5 to 7.
登山宝训里面的
第五章到第七章。
第七章,
Jesus emphasized on relating to people with generosity.
主耶稣强调, 以宽广的方式来待人。
He wants us to be kind with people.
他希望我们, 对人是友善的。
Even with those who mistreat us.
即便那些人是亏欠我们的人。
So I go come back to why Jesus teach us all about these things, we even cannot do it.
那所以我就回到说刚才为什么耶稣要教导这些我们都不能达到的标准。
Because Jesus loves you and me.
因为耶稣爱你与我。
He wants us truly free.
他想要我们得到真自由。
He wants us truly in the kingdom.
他想要我们进入神的 神的天国,
so he wants us to live and walk in the light.
所以他要我们行在神的光中。
Amen?
Amen.
So when we our relationship with someone is not in the good condition, is strained, is tense, he wants us continue to walk in the light.
所以当我们与别人的人际关系 有不好的时候, 他希望我们继续行在神的光中。
So he wants us to be generous.
他要我们以宽广待人。
He wants us to be kind.
友善待人。
With that person.
即便那个人亏欠我们。
Or with different people, you have the difficult time.
或者跟不同的人，跟他们的关系不一定很好，也要这样子。
Jesus highlighted four principles as a framework in relating to those causing us pain and trouble.
耶稣讲到有四个重点，是讲到我们要怎么去处理这些使我们的有痛苦的这些人际关系。
First, he urged us to deal with our anger and pursue reconciliation quickly.
第一，耶稣劝我们要处理好我们自己的怒气，而且要尽快跟这个人和解。
When we have a difficult time with someone,
当我们有跟别人的关系有困难的时候
，there's an anger in us.
我们里面会有个怒气。
Amen.
这样子是不是
？There's a stress there.
有一个绷紧在里面。
So Jesus want us to deal with that.
所以耶稣要我们处理好这样子的。
And pursue reconciliation quickly.
要尽快和解这个事情。
In the Matthew chapter 5 verse 23 to 25, he said, "If you bring your gift to the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there. First be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift."
在马太福音第五章第二十三到二十五节说，所以如果你在祭坛上献上祭物的时候，在那里想起弟兄向你怀着怨，就要把祭物留在祭坛前，先去与弟兄和好，然后再回来献上你的祭物。
Secondly, he called us to bless those we are in an adversarial relationship. We kind of have hostility, those people.
第二就是耶稣呼召我们要为亏欠我们的人来祝福。
He said, bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you.
他说，要爱你们的敌人，要为那些逼迫你们的人祷告。
It's hard, right?
很难哦，是不是？
Third,
第三，
he exhorted us to forgive the people who are not treating us right.
他告诫我们要原谅那些亏欠我们的人。
Fourthly,
第四，
he warned us to not judge people with the wrong spirit, with wrong information, and with the wrong process, and to focus first on our values.
第四就是耶稣提醒我们不要以错误的灵、错误的消息和错误的过程来评断他人，反而我们要先专注和处理我们自己的问题。
And he said that for with what judgment you judge, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. First, remove the plank from your eyes.
他说你们用什么标准来评断也会同样的被评断，你们用什么量器来衡量也会同样的被衡量。我们要先看到自己眼中的我们自己眼里的梁木。
Yeah, I think it's very challenging.
这样子是真的很困难，很有挑战。
So Jesus say, so you ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened to youTherefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them. So Jesus wants us to ask the Lord to help us. Amen.
但是神要我们来求问神，他说不断祈求吧，就会给你们；不断寻求就会找到；不断敲门就会为你们开门。
Earlier, I say, why did Jesus want us to do this, particularly toward our enemy?
刚才我提到说为什么耶稣要求我们要这样子来对待亏欠我们的人呢？
Because God created us to love him in four areas with our heart, our soul, our mind and strength.
因为神创造我们的时候我们是有四方面来爱神，全心全灵全意全力的来爱他。
Because he loved us this way.
因为他正是如此来爱我们。
So he wants us to respond to him with in this four area and with our neighbor as well.
所以所以神希望我们不但以这四方面来爱神，我们也这样子用四方面来爱人。
To love people.
爱我们身边的人。
Jesus always teach that how God treats us, we should do the same way with the other people.
耶稣总是教导我们，神怎么来对待我们的时候，我们也应该怎样来对待他人。
God has forgiven us.
神已经赦去赦我们的罪。
With the same token, God wants us to forgive others.
同样的，我们神也要我们去赦别人的罪。
It's a fair game, right?
这是很公平的。
God has done it, and He wants us to copy Him, to imitate Him.
因为神已经做了，已经对我们这样子做了，他也希望我们可以对别人如此行。
With such base,
在这个前提下
，we're going to talk about restoring injured relationship.
我们就继续讲，再讲到怎样重建受伤的关系。
This injured relationship particularly referred to the familiar relationship.
这个受伤的关系，特别是讲到跟家人受伤的关系。
Or people close to you.
或者亲友。
Not just family, but the people who you interact all the time.
不一定是家人，但是是跟你来往很多的人。
When we live together,
当你跟家人住在一起的时候
，when we work together,
或者是你跟这个人一起工作
，we will have conflict.
一定会有矛盾
，right?
对不对
？We will have conflict.
一定会有矛盾。
It's not whether you have a conflict or not. It's whether when we'll have conflict.
不是说你是否有矛盾，是什么时候会有矛盾
？Take a marriage as example.
打个比方来说，譬如是在婚姻的关系里面。
I heard many couples share with me.
有很多已婚的夫妇跟我分享。
They say they have more conflict when they have vacation.
他们说在他们旅行休假的时候有更多的矛盾。
Because in the regular days.
因为平日。
The husband and wife are very busy.
大家都很忙。
They have so many things to do.
丈夫有丈夫做的，太太有太太做的。
So they really, really communicate, spend time together.
他们但是在度假的时候就真的花时间在一起。
But when they go to vacation.
但是当他们去度假的时候。
When they just alone.
当他们只是两个人的时候。
Wow.
Wow.
Suddenly,
突然间
just you and me,
就只有你跟我啊。
We need to make a lot of decisions together.
我们要一起做好多决定啊。
This year is my 30th anniversary with Marlene.
今年是牧师跟师母的三十年结婚周年。
And in the early of year, we went to Maui.
早些时候，今年年头他们去了Hawaii的 Maui。
Before I went there.
之前我去那个地方。
No, before we went there.
在我们去之前。
I have a prayer request to God. I didn't tell anybody.
我那个时候就向神祷告，我没有跟别人说。
I say God.
我就说神啊。
You bless us.
你祝福我们。
So we won't have too many conflicts.
让我们不要太大的矛盾啊。
It will be a peaceful time.
让这个时间是非常的有平安。
Just like the spirit in Maui.
就好像 Hawaii.
Hang loose.
Hang loose.
Very peaceful.
非常的平安。
Look at what I'm doing. Very peaceful.
看看，这样子，就是这样子。
God answered the prayer.
神真的回应我的祷告。
We have minor conflict.
我们真的没有吵很多。
And the Marlene comments on that.
马林也这么说。
It's amazing.
他说：“哦，好奇妙啊。
”It's very peaceful this time.
好平安了这一次。
Well, I just try to be transparent.
我只是更加有透明度。
透明敞开啊。When people are together.
当人与人之间。
They live together. They work together.
他们一起工作，一起相处的时候
，You will have a conflict.
一定会有矛盾的。
You will have misunderstanding.
一定会有误会。
You will have an injured relationship.
一定会有受伤的关系。
Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes the closer you are, the more injured you'll get. Injury you'll get.
有时候你的关系越紧密，你的矛盾就会越大。
Apply to your relationship with your parents.
这也是。比如说我们与父母的关系
right? Some parents are very responsible.
有些父母是非常有责任的
They are too responsible.
他们太有责任。
Even you are 30, 40, 50, they're still very responsible for your life.
即便你已经三十、四十、五十了，他们还是非常有责任。
You feel they are very controlling.
他们好像要抓。
You feel they are very controlling.
你有可能会觉得你的父母一直在抓着。
Right? But what did they say?
但是他们说什么？
I love you, son.
我爱你啊,
you are my only son.
你是我唯一的儿啊。
I cannot afford this happen to you.
我真的没有办法想象这样子的事情发生在你身上。
You got to listen to me.
你一定要听我说啊。
You know, I really love you.
我很爱你是才这么说啊。
But the more he say that,
但是他越这么讲,
you feel more heavier in your heart.
越来越沉重。
My goodness.
我的天啊,
when can I have freedom?
我什么时候才有自由啊?
Even though I know I have freedom in Christ.
我知道我在耶稣里面有自由,
but not in my home.
但是在我家里没有自由。
So there's a lot of conflict there.
所以有这很多矛盾在里面。
There's an injured relationship there.
是有受伤的关系在里面。
So the sign of an injured relationship or wounded relationship have some signs.
一个受伤的关系会有一些征象。
A closed spirit.
一个关闭的灵。
It's unreceptive. You don't receive that person. You close.
你对某一个人不没有接受，就是很关闭，不接受的。
A lot of kids are very close to their parents.
有很多有很多人对他们的父母是很。关闭的。
I think sometimes my son is very close to me.
有时候我觉得我的儿子也是这样子。
I think we have a lot of generation gap.
我觉得我跟我的儿子有好多的代沟。
Being guarded.
另外的真相就是防备心很重。
Unwilling to share freely.
不愿意自由分享。
Strained communication.
有带有紧张气氛的沟通。
Defensive.
就很有防卫性啊。
Argumentative。
很有争论的。
Sarcastic。
或者语言中有很挖苦的那种意思。
Another sign is resisting touch。
另外一个征象就是不愿意别人触碰。
When husband and wife they had conflict and quarrel。
打个比方，夫妻之间吵架了。
The husband want to reconcile。
这个丈夫想要和解。
Want to touch his wife? Say, "Oh, honey."
他想要触摸他的太太，说老婆啊，
亲爱的甜心，
亲爱，
不是老婆，甜心。Do you know what the wife will say?
你知道这个太太会怎么说吗
？Don't touch me.
不要碰我。
Very powerful words.
很大声哦。
That's a sign.
这就是真相。
A wounded spirit.
这是一个受伤关系的真相。
It's an injured relationship.
受伤的关系。
An injured relationship is different from the broken relationship.
一个受伤的关系跟破裂的关系有不一样。
If it continues injured, it will become broken.
如果一个关系不断的受伤，它就最终会变成破裂的关系。
Amen.If we don't do something, it eventually become broken.
如果我们不去阻止它的话，它就会破裂。
So now I will share with you some biblical principle in restoring an injured relationship.
所以我们现在来探讨重建受伤关系的圣经原则。
The first one.
第一。
The most common way to wound the spirit of relationship is through a perverse speech.
最常见的方式去让一个关系受伤就是乖谬的话。
It's more than a speech about immorality.
这个是比不道德的话更多。
What is a perverse speech?
那乖谬的话是什么呢
？You have a negative tone.
是有一个负面的音调。
Being critical.
讲话很批判的感觉
sarcastic
挖苦的
lacking tenderness
缺少柔和的
and affirmation
也缺少肯定的
I think in a way we are all specializing in that right
我们好像每个人都专长这个是不是
right when you are mad we all do that right
当我们生气的时候我们都会这样子
but this really is cause the damage cause the create an injured relationship.
但这个是真的是最常见、最容易让一个关系受伤的。
Proverbs 15:4 say, "A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness in it breaks the spirit."
箴言15:4节说：“说安慰话的舌头是生命树，奸恶的舌头使人心碎。”
Next, I want to share is a gentle response diffuses anger in the one you speak to. However, harsh tone will stir it up.
下面就是说，我们怎么回答？一个柔和的回应就可以化解怒气。 但是如果回应的语调里面是很不柔和的，缺乏柔和的，就会让这个事情越发越大。So
the point is in the relationship.
重点在人际关系的这个重点里面。Our
words are very important.
我们讲的话是非常重要的。Amen.
Amen. Our words is very important.
我们讲的话非常的重要。
Maybe we have a good intention.
即便你有好的想法。
But the tone of voice is different.
但是如果我们讲出来的话，那个音调不一样。
So I will talk about next why we speak our concern in the right tone, timing, spirit, and ratio of affirmation and correction.
下一个要讲的就是，如果我们把所关心的内容要用正确的音调、时间、还有龄，还有带有正确的肯定和纠正的成分比率讲出来。
I think that the tone of our voice is very crucial.
我们讲话的音调是非常重要的。
So Pastor Joseph, how do you know that?
你说牧师你怎么知道？
I see most of you are not smiling.
我看到你们好像没有在微笑。
You are not looking at me.
没有看我。
Not many people nod their head.
没有在点头，没有太多人。
Except Ricky.
除了 Ricky 以外。
Say, Pastor Joseph, how do you know tone of voice is so important in communication?
你说牧师，你怎么知道讲话的音调是这么在沟通里面这么重要？
Because my wife helped me.
因为我的太太帮我。
I don't like your tone of voice.
他会说我不喜欢你讲话的音调。I
say, what's wrong with my tone of voice?
我就说我的语气、我的音调有什么问题？
He said, can I record your conversation and let you listen to?
他就说我可不可以把你讲话的时候录下来，然后自己听听。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
this is very important.
这是非常重要的。
Many times we don't know our tone of voice.
有很多时候我们不知道我们讲话的语气音调怎么样。
Your spouse knows.
但是你的配偶知道。
People surrounding you knows.
你旁边的人知道。
They will tell you.
他会跟你说。
But you won't listen.
但是你却听不到。
You say, Pastor Joseph, I listen. You don't listen. I listen. I'm a humble person.
你说牧师。 我是一个谦卑的人。你不是，我是。哦，你不是。
Also, our body language is very important too.
还有另外一个就是我们的身体语言非常重要。Facial
expression.
我们的脸部表情。
Right? When we communicate with people.
当我们沟通的时候，我们的脸部表情是怎么样的？
If someone talk to you.
如果有人跟你讲话，
you say, uh-huh.
你说嗯哼。
And then you continue look at the clock.
然后你继续看时间。
Look at your watch.
然后看你的表。
You communicate something, right?
你这样子的身体语言是不是就表达了某一些东西呢？
Second is the timing.
另外一个就是时间性。
We must make time to communicate.
我们要 沟通的时候需要花时间。
Not to do it on the wrong or when we are bothered by other issues or when angry.
不是在我们发怒的时候，也不是在我们赶时间的时候。
There's something we had to share privately.
有时候我们要花点时间跟这个人单独谈。
Amen. If you have a concern about something, do it privately.
如果你想要跟他讲一些重要的事情，你要跟他私底谈。
Another thing is the right spirit.
还有另外一个就是正确的灵。
Wait until you are both feeling peace instead of being agitated, pressured, or angry.
要等到你们两个人都是平静的，不是还在气在头上的时候讲话。
We have to wait until later time.
如果还在生气或还有怒气，就等一等。
Yeah, it sometimes worthwhile to wait.
有时候是值得这样子等。
Another important thing is the ratio of between the correction and the affirmation.
还有另外一个就是讲话要有层次，就是你的层次比例。
Yeah.
正肯定的跟肯定的话跟否定的话混在一起。
The experts say a healthy relationship requires about 10 positive statements to 1 negative one.
专家说，一个健康的关系，他们之间的沟通有十样是讲对方优点，只有一样是讲对方的缺点。
Please write down this.
请你记下。
When you want to correct someone.
如果你想要纠正某一个人，
you need to give 10 positive statements.
你要跟他说十样他的优点。
Before you correct something.
在你跟他讲他的缺点以前，你要跟他说十样优点。
I served in military in Taiwan for 2 years.
我在台湾当兵两年。
I served in the headquarters of the Army Aviation. 陆军航空指挥部的参谋官，我在陆军航空指挥部做参谋官。One of the official, you know, I really admire him.
其中一位长官，我非常的欣赏他。
I feel he had high EQ.
他真的是有情商非常高啊。
Yeah, we work together in the same office.
我们在同一个办公室工作。
He always smile. Hey, how are you? How are you?
他每次都微笑说啊，你好，你好。
And I listened to him.
我就听他讲话。
He dissatisfied with certain official.
如果他对某一个人他不满意的话，
一个同事 in the same office,
在同一个办公室，如果他对另外一个同事不满意的话，
he walked to that person.
他就走到那个人。
He really praised that person a lot of things, like maybe not 10, but 6 or 7 things.
他不一定用了讲了十个优点，但是起码有六七个优点。
He said, you are good in this, good this, and good this.
他就说你在这个方面很好，那个方面很好。
Oh, that person feels so great.
然后那个人就自我感觉非常好。
And then he say,
然后他就说，
if you can improve this little bit,
如果你可以这样子做的话，
you will be perfect.
你就完美了。
Wow, that person said, "Well, thank you."
那个人就说，哇，谢谢你给我的意见啊。
Wow, that person is happy.
那个人开心。
This official is very happy.
这个长官又开心。
Because he achieved his goal.
因为他达到他的目的了。
I'm very amazed.
我真的觉得很奇妙。
I was 22 years old then.
我当时22岁。
I feel like this guy is so smart.
我就觉得哇，这个人好。
Is that right?
聪明啊。
We always look at this person. You need to correct this. That's what I did to my son before.
我这样子对我的儿子。
Right?You have a 10 negative statement first.
好像就讲了十个缺点的事情。
And told him and say, "Son, I love you."
然后到最后说，儿啊，我爱你。
What kind of love is that?
这个是什么样的爱嘛
？Right?
对不对
？You get the point, right?
你懂我讲什么吗
？We had to practice.
我们要
this kind of culture.
训练，我们要练习。
Agree. Those agree, say amen, please.
同意的说 amen.
Start with your pastor. Affirm him.
你要开始用口来肯定你的牧师啊！
You give me 10 positive statements, then you correct me.
你如果想跟我讲什么，你就跟我讲十个优点，然后再跟我讲我的缺点。
Amen. That's human nature. We need affirmation.、Right?
这个是人本就是本质就是这样子。我们想要别人来肯定我们。
Life is so tough already.
生活已经很困难了。
You have so many trouble already.
你在生活这么艰难。
From the day you open your eyes in the morning until the close your eyes to rest, how many negative statements you heard?
早上睁开眼睛到晚上睡觉的闭上眼睛，你听了好多的负面的话。
Right? You need a positive.
我们需要正面的话。
Encouragement statement.
鼓励的话。
Then you are motivated to be changed.
你就会被得被提升了。
Amen. Amen. Are you with me?
你有听到我讲话吗？
Give me some encouragement. Amen.
给我一点鼓励。Amen.
Practice. We need to
练习一下，我们要开始练习。
So maybe you say, how do I know what are my blind spot? How do I know in this conflict, I mean, which part I'm wrong? Then you need to ask the Lord.
那你就会说，那我的盲点是在哪里呢？那我们就要寻求神。
You ask the Lord to reveal to you.
神会彰显给我们看的。
The one way is very helpful is you read the Word of God every day. He will show you.
有一个方法是非常有效，就是我们看读神的话，每天读神的话，神就会给我们看。
If you don't know why there's a conflict, there's a strained relationship, injured relationship, you can ask the person.
如果你不知道为什么你跟这个人的关系不好，你可以去问这个人。
You ask them about, you know, what they were thinking, feeling, doing, or wanting.
你可以问他们当时他们在想什么，感觉什么。
You ask them for help.
他们也许可以帮你。
Also, you tell them what do you feel too.
你也可以跟他们讲你的感觉。
This all take a humility, right?
这全部都是人性化的事情。
Sometimes we no, 不是人性化，谦卑。
谦卑。
Not humility, humility.
Humility. 这是谦卑的心态。
It take a lot of humility to walk to someone, you know, say, "Would you please tell me? I'd like to share with you."
如果我们可以走到这个人那，问他，你可以，请你帮助我怎样怎样怎样，这个是一个很大的谦卑。
When you share with that person, don't make accusation.
如果你要跟这个人分享，不要去指控他一些什么。
You don't say why did you do this.
不要说为什么你这么做。
You just say I feel this and this when you had done this. I feel this.
你可以说当你这么做的时候，我的感觉是这样子的。
Amen. Also willing to confessing our faults.
还有就是愿意来承认我们自己的错误。
Confession is our love offering.
愿意承认我们自己的错误是我们对人的爱的贡献。
Don't say I'm sorry if I have offended you.
不要说如果我有冒犯你，对不起。
Of course, you already offend that person.
当然，你已经冒犯他了。
That's why your relationship is strained.
所以你的关系是受伤的。
You will say, "I'm sorry."
你要说对不起。
I have done this part.
因为我做了这些。
Would you please forgive me?
你原谅我好吗
？He said, "Pastor Joseph, that's impossible."
你说牧师，这不可能。
That's why it's a kingdom culture.
但是我告诉你，这就是天国文化。
This is not natural.
这不是我们自然可以做到的。
It's a supernatural.
这是超自然的。
Amen. Because supernatural God is in you.
因为一个超自然的神在我们里面。
He's a humble God.
他是谦卑的神。
So he will make you humble.
所以他的生命会让我们谦卑。
One way or another.
无论怎么样。
If you take initiative to humble yourself.You'll work out easily. If you don't, you're not humble, he will humble you.
如果我们愿意去谦卑我们自己的话，这个人际关系就会得到好处。但是如果你不愿意，神也会谦卑我们。
Biblical principle in restoring an injured relationship. Another thing is active listening.
还有另外一个就是要聆听，主动的聆听。
Also, another one is not complaining.Not complaining.
还有另外一个就是不要抱怨。
I think we all struggle with this, right?
我们对这个都好像很挣扎。
When there's a glass of water, it's a half. What do you see? I should use a real one. What do you see?
如果有一杯水是一半的，你看到什么
？Half empty. Okay.
一半空的吗？
Say half full, right? So we had different perspective, right? You heard this story. You heard many times already that the international shoe company, they sent two representatives to Africa. In those days, maybe many years back, 30, 40 years ago.
有三四十年前有一个鞋的公司，他派了两个业务代表去非洲一个国家。
And they came back to give report.
然后他们回来要报告。
The first one say it's hopeless.
第一个人就说啊，没有希望。
Over there, nobody wears shoes.
他们那边没有人穿鞋子，我们没有市场吗
？Another one say it's fantastic.
另外一个人就说啊，非常好。
We have a tremendous market.
这个全部都市场，因为他们都需要鞋子。
Why you translate before me? I didn't say that yet.They all need the shoes.
他们都需要鞋子。
Amen. The key is your perspective.
重点是我们的观点。
I feel we need to be positive.
我们需要正面。
Tell the person next to you be positive.
跟你旁边的人说要正面。
If you feel your works, if you feel your company, your work in your company so hard.
如果你觉得你工作的地方很困难。
You should be thankful.
你要感恩
because you still have a job.
因为你还有个工作
Amen. Now the most difficult job is to find a job.
那最困难的工作就是要找一份工作
You have a quarrel with your spouse.
如果你跟你的配偶有吵架
You should be thankful for God give you a wife or husband who can make you holy.
你要为此感恩，你要感谢神，因为这样子神要让你成圣
Amen.We need to be positive.
我们需要正面。
How can we be positive?
我们怎样去正面呢
？We need to have God in us.
我们需要神在我们里面。
God is very positive.
神非常正面。
Even we are so sinful.
虽然我们这么有罪的人
，He's still so hopeful.
他还是这么有盼望。
He sent His Son to this world.
他耶稣来到我们的世界。
He believed he can redeem this world.
他相信他可以就挽回这个世界。
That's why we have the Holy Communion.
所以我们有圣餐。
Amen. So we need to be positive.
所以我们要正面。
How can we be positive?
我们怎样去正面呢
？Because God is with us.
神与我们同在。
No one can against us.
如果神神帮助我们，就没有人可以敌对我们。
So finally, it's a practical advice.
最后就是具体的忠告。
Three point. Number one, true winning.
第一就是真正的胜利。
We must remember and believe that the one who loves most is the one who wins in God's court.
我们要记得，爱的越多的人，在神的眼中才是胜利的。
Do you see that in the conflict, in the strained relationship, people always struggle who is right, who is wrong?
我们常常在受伤的关系中就看到两个人就说你对还是我对。
Is that right?
Yes.
He's wrong. I'm right.
他是错的，我是对的。
Actually, neither of them are right.
其实他们两个都不对。
When they are conflict,
如果他们有矛盾。
Except for those things so clearly in the Bible, you know, is it right and wrong?
当然是除了圣经里面讲的很清楚的什么是对什么错的话。
Usually both parties have their wrong part and right parts.
通常两个人他们之间都有对跟错的地方。
Am I right? If we focus on right and wrong, you can never reconcile.
如果你要专注在谁对谁错的话，是永远都不会和解这个问题。
We need to focus on love.
我们要专注在爱。
Forgiveness.
原谅，赦免。
The second is a practical advice: get an arbitrator.
第二个就是要找一个中间人。
An arbitrator can be very helpful in solving long-term conflicts.
这个中间人可以他可以帮助两方解决长期的问题。
This also applies to the marital relationship.
这个也是对婚姻关系里面也可以有帮助。
Sometimes husband and wife have certain issue for long term they cannot resolve.
有时候夫妻之间他们有一个问题一直在来回转很久的时间。
They need a professional Christian counselor.
他们需要有一个 有一个专业的基督徒的协谈家。
This third party will help both parties to listen to each other.
这个人会帮会听会聆听这两个人，然后帮助。
The third point is pick your battle wisely.
第三就是要有智慧的选择你的征战。
It will be necessary to give up some things.
有时候放弃一些小的事情是必然的。
I was speaking Mandarin now. You translate for me in English. This is very powerful. 中国人说退一步，海阔天空。
There's a Chinese saying that if you step back, you will see clear skies.
Sometimes yielding is winning. Yielding.
有时候让就是胜利。
You want to have a happy marriage?
你想要有一个美好的婚姻吗？
You yield to your spouse.
你要让。
Then you win the marriage.
那你就得胜了。
Amen. Jesus said, "If anyone want to come after me."
耶稣说，如果谁要跟随我，
he shall what? Deny himself.
他要怎样？他要舍己。
Bear the cross.
背起十字架。
And follow me.
跟随主。
If we want to really learn how to build our relationship with the people in the inner circle of familiar.A circle. We need to read a proverb.
如果我们想要跟我们的家庭、我们的家人、亲友关系有好的关系，我们要看我们要研读箴言。
There are 31 chapters.
箴言书里面有31章。
Today is October 6th.
今天是10月6号。
You can read the sixth chapter of the proverb.
你可以看第六章。
It really help you.
箴言第六章，每天可以读一章。
Husband wife can read together.
夫妻可以一起看。
Parents can read with your children.
如果你有孩子，你可以跟你孩子一起看。
We as brother and sister can read together.
弟兄姊妹也可以一起看。
We'll learn how to talk, how to listen, how to reconcile.
我们就会学习我们怎么讲话，我们怎样处理人际关系。
May the Lord bless us.
愿神祝福我们。
We can really heal the.Injured relationship.
让我们真的可以在受伤的关系里面被恢复。
Now we're going to proceed to the Holy Communion.
现在我们就来领圣餐。
Can someone notify the children and the youth can come?